Say, I'm blessed with the love of Jesus. I'm blessed with the forgiveness of Jesus, the blood covenant, His knowledge and wisdom, His righteousness, His grace, His mercy, all His promises. Right now, I'm blessed with His presence in this place. I shall walk out of here knowing that I've been in the presence of Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Jesus. It's all because of you, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that's going to bring glory to you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's had or has been having like little cramps or pains in your legs, and God is healing that. This past week, you've been having things in your legs, and God's healing that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is that you, dear? Is that you? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Right there, another one there. Anybody over here? You know what God's telling me to tell you? You need to drink lots of water. Lots of water. Amen? Say lots of water. And it's free, I think. Hallelujah. And then there's somebody who's got a shoulder problem, and I don't know if it's the same person, but it goes along the back of your neck. You got something over here going on and going something along the back of your neck. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your presence upon that shoulder, upon that neck, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the anointing that breaks the yoke flowing through those legs, Lord. And every bit of pain, Lord, is met by you, Jesus. And stop now in its tracks because you have authority. You are Lord over the universe. You are Lord over our physical bodies, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory for your wonderful healing in shoulders and necks and these pains in the legs in the blessed name of Jesus. How we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for your wonderful Shekinah glory in this place, touching the people, Lord. And they just know because they know that you love them, Lord, because of the touch in their bodies in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, we have a really good friend. We've had one friend for years. And every year she sends these over and donates them to the church. Ain't they neat? Ain't that neat? Wednesday afternoon, the boy pulled up, her son. And we've known him for a long, long time. And they plant these things in June to get where they are right now. And they've all been picked. I mean, they look like they got like millions out there. They ship everywhere. But she always sends a bunch of them over to us every holiday like this, or Christmas. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to talk about a number of things tonight. Keys to the kingdom. Amen. Yeah. Say, I have authority. We're just going to talk things from the scripture and just let God minister to you. God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Light and revelation comes to us through scripture. Hallelujah. Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. This is authority, saints. Whatever you bind in heaven, whatever you bind and loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. God wants us to know, number one, that we have authority. There's an awful lot of rebellion going on today in the body of Christ, Christians, and so on and so forth. And we need to be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit to step up if those people want prayer and take authority over wherever it is. If it's an emotional thing, if it's a mind thing, if it's a physical thing, God wants us to take authority over it. Amen? And He wants us to know you have authority tonight. Sometimes we have to go back and be reminded of things that are going on in our lives by the Holy Spirit. There's so much craziness going on in the world today, all the killings and all the things that are going on. But I believe if you'll walk in the authority, you walk in a relationship with Jesus Christ, that it won't come near your household. It won't come near your family. You'll be preserved and you'll be protected. There'll be angels around you. But you and I have to recognize the authority we have, and we have to speak it every day. That's why we speak these scriptures before we start services, so that we know that we have the authority. God's given us the authority through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit's here to manifest it in our lives. Amen? So we have authority, and so we want to take authority over. There's so many people out there, and it's going to get worse with the recreational pot. It isn't going to get better. It's going to get worse. And someday, those people who take recreational pot are going to come for help. They really are in Colorado. And I know some churches are not prepared, but God's wanting to prepare us tonight that we can take authority. Whatever they damage themselves by taking this stuff in the mind, in the emotions, they're oppressed, depressed. God wants us to take authority and help them people out. Because if we're not going to be able to run away from it, it's going to show up. And we didn't do it. It was a natural law that was passed. But God wants us as Christians to take authority over whatever problem they're going through so they can be freed from that and not go back to it. Amen? So that's one of the reasons why God wants us to understand that. And verse 20 says what? Hallelujah. And he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one. Well, no, that's not part of it anyway. Hey. But God wants you to know you have authority, right? So in the name of Jesus, say, I have authority.
I have authority.
So no matter what God brings you into to get you to set someone free, you're going to have authority. You're being reminded tonight. So you may have to keep telling yourself you have the keys of the kingdom. That's authority. Heaven and earth, and God wants you to take authority over sickness, disease, over minds, emotions, and it's going to get worse, saints. There's going to be people that come to you, maybe not through this church, it may be through this church, but there's going to be people that come to you, be brought into you, and you're not going to say, well, you better go see a doctor. Because you have Dr. Jesus in you, you're going to have to start taking authority over it. Because there's case after case after case, okay? John 3, 6 and 8. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, we became born of the Spirit. We entered into the supernatural realm. We entered into God's realm through Jesus Christ. Amen? You have the Spirit then, and then life goes on, life in the Spirit goes on, and the Holy Spirit starts teaching you how to walk in the blood covenant. You're now in the supernatural realm. Life is in the Spirit. You're born of the Spirit. 7, hallelujah. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. You must go through this whole process. But when you do, you've gone into God's realm. When you go into God's realm, He gives us that authority. You see, to give us the keys to the kingdom. He gives us that authority because we've entered the supernatural realm because we're born of the Spirit. We got the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then our lives starts the journey of the Holy Spirit teaching us how to walk in the authority, how to walk in the power, how to speak in the name of Jesus, how to cast out demons, how to cast out principalities and powers, how to discern what's going on in people's lives. Amen? Because you've gone into the realm of the Spirit. And 8 now, verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. See, we don't quite understand that in the natural, but the Holy Spirit's going to get you to renew your mind. You and I, when you're born of the Spirit, have entered God's realm through Jesus Christ. You'd entered into that heavenly realm. You got heaven in your spirit. You got the Holy Spirit in your spirit. And you're going to run up against all kinds of rebellious people. People who call themselves Christians, who are sick and still are rebellious. And you're going to teach them what's going on in their lives. The reason why they're rebellious. People draw things to themselves. You can either draw the anointing. You can either draw the mind of Christ. or the righteousness and grace and mercy of God, the love of Christ, the forgiveness of God, or you can draw the world. You can draw sickness and disease by being rebellious, by becoming against the supernatural realm. But I don't care what you think, saints. You and I have entered God's realm through Jesus Christ. We have the supernatural realm in our lives to serve and carry on the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to look at something. I don't know if it has what it has to do with it, but God told me he's really concerned about some people and some things that are going on in the world. Not people in here, but things that are going on in the world. Turn, if you would, to Numbers 21. Hallelujah. Numbers 21, if you didn't. Starting with verse 4. I want you to know the sovereign moves of God. God wants you and I today to come up against rebellious people with the power and the authority. Amen? Whether saved or unsaved. And 4 says, then they journeyed from Mount Horeb in the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. Have you been discouraged before? Of course you have. I've been discouraged. And those people, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. See, sometimes we start swearing. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we come against the leader. Sometimes we come against God. Listen now. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt? Sometimes he brings us into places in the world where we're going to have to do spiritual battle. Sometimes we go up against people who are rebellious and we want to cast a demon out of them or heal their flesh. And sometimes we feel what they're feeling. And sometimes that bothers us because we don't seem to be able to get a breath away from that. If God can use you in that way, he'll keep on using you in that way as long as you can stand it. And you can stand everything through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food, no water. Have you ever been sensed like you're running out of stuff? In other words, you don't have what God said he'd provide. And you're almost at the end of your rope and you're complaining to God and you're getting rebellious and you're going to reap things. You got to be careful that the enemy don't bring you into that rebellious attitude or speaking against God or speaking against the leader and so on and so forth. This is what, and verse 6, so the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people and they bit the people and many of the people of Israel died. Does that sound like God? Now, God gives us a way out. You know, in Corinthians, it says, many die and many are sick because they don't discern the body of Christ. If you and I don't learn the authority that we're in the supernatural realm, you can get rebellious and bring things on yourself and wonder why. And so he goes on here in verse 7. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord, he'll take away the serpent from us. So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent, set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when it looks at it, it shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent, put it on a pole, and so we had to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, the cross, right? We had to lift up Jesus Christ. And then he said in Mark 16, when the enemy bites you, or, you know, when a snake bites you, it won't hurt you. You see, the enemy's going to try to bite you. He's going to try to poison you, but it won't hurt you when you get your eyes on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and on the cross, when you lift him up. But a lot of people get bit because of rebellious. They come against God. They come against supernatural things. They come against the gifts. They come against tongues and so on and so forth. They're always complaining to God. See, if God's going to use you, you may start in a place like out in the desert somewhere. You may be all by yourself. Everybody, no one's going to talk to you. You may just be you, you see. And that's when it becomes very discouraging because whoever you turn to, there seems to be rejection. Are you listening? And so you got to make sure that you don't start coming against God. I've been praying. I've been tithing for all this time, and nothing is happening in my life. You can get become very bitter and get bitten, and it'll hurt you. But if you keep your eyes on the cross, you see, if the snake bites you, it won't hurt you. That's what he's talking about. These signs will follow those who believe. We're in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, Jesus gave us a way. If you keep your eyes on Jesus and you believe that you've been supernaturally born again, you've entered to God's realm, you now have authority by the power of the Holy Spirit in your life in the name of Jesus, you see, you can come up against anything. You can come up against a drought, a lack of finances. You can come up, be extremely tired, and God will give life to your mortal body. Because you're in the supernatural. You're in God's realm. And God is in you, God the Holy Spirit. But you're going to come up against, this is where the church is heading. The church is going to come up against very rebellious people who have all kinds of problems in their lives. And you and I, with the authority as a believer, are going to free them. We're going to teach them how to keep their eyes on the cross and stop keeping their eyes on things that they claim that God didn't do. Are you listening? Can you see that? And so you and I are born from above. We're born of the Spirit. So you have to get this understanding from the Holy Spirit into your thinking that you entered the supernatural realm. You entered God's realm. That's where you entered. You entered God's realm, okay? Because you're born of the Spirit. You have God, or you have the anointing in your spirit by the Holy Spirit. And you, some people say, well, I know all that. If it's not working, you don't know it. See, it's working in my life. It's working in my wife's life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because I know that I'm born again. I know that I've entered the supernatural realm through the power of the Holy Spirit. I know, and so now I'm getting light and revelation from the Word of God. I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to teach me. With the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty, freedom. They should be freedom in you. Amen? Well, God's going to use people here that you may go up against people. I can remember telling a story. I had a church down in Nevada one time. And all the people in the church, the pastor in the church, got very ill. And he turned the church over to me. He died a short time later. And he turned the church over to me. And everybody in there was mental. I thought God didn't like me. They were very kind people and everything else to us, but they were all mental. And so if you said prayer, everybody came up every time. And they were battling all kinds of things. And I said to God, why have you put me? See, God put us in there. Finances, we didn't have no finances at all. Oh, God brought some money in to pay the rent and everything else. I'm not talking about that. But there was, we lacked so much stuff. And it was very easy. It could have been very easy for me to say, this is the devil. Why did you do this, God? So have you ever been positioned in places where there's no one around, no one seems to care about your ministry, no one seems to care about you? And even if you start sharing with people what's going on in the supernatural or in the anointing in your life, no one seems to care. So if you're not careful, you can get bitter. You can get bit by that snake. You can bring that thing on yourself. Jesus said, if you keep your eyes on the cross, these signs will follow those who believe. See, you can, there'll be no poison. Nothing will hurt you. You'll be protected of God. See, these people here, God showed them a way how to get out of it and stay out of it. God showed us a way. He said, you have the authority and you can cast out demons. You can even control the works of your flesh by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can control mental thoughts. You can control temptations in your mind. If you have sexual thoughts, you can control that. You can run it out of your mind. It may take a while, you know, but you can run it out. But God allows you to get into those positions so you can find out the power of God, the strength of the power of the Holy Spirit that's in you. You see? So we go through these things, and I've been through an awful lot of different things. This past week, I had all kinds of things that were going on in my body, and I had to fight every one of them, and every one of them left. But they didn't leave just because I said go. They left because I started speaking the cross, and I started speaking the resurrection, and I said, I'm not allowing that in my body, and I'm not, and so I kept on speaking it, and it would leave. But there'd be another one right behind it. Have you ever been that way? You bang into this door, you turn around, you bang into that door, and all of a sudden it starts to get a little discouraging. But God's with you. I'll never forsake nor leave you, God says. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 11, 29 and 30. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Okay, 30. For this reason, you want to know why many people are sick? Well, there's your answer. Now, we were just in the new, then we went over the old in Numbers, now we're back in the new, and it says, for this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. In other words, many die. And we get all bent out of shape when we pray for somebody and they die. Many are sick and many are sick and many are weak. They don't discern the body. I'm telling you, saints, the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you willing to battle things by the power of the Holy Spirit, battle your mind, battle for your marriage, battle for your children, your grandchildren. And sometimes God puts you in positions. Some people get blessed. They have a lot of people around them. Some people are just, no, there ain't just me and my wife, for example. I'm not saying you people don't care, but many battles I'm in, you people ain't there. You ain't supposed to be there. I'm supposed to be there. I'm supposed to grow and get strong. Well, we're going to run into people like this right here. Many are sick and many are weak. Many draw that sickness on their lives. Many are bit by sickness and disease. Many things are passed down through generational curses, and we don't know how to get rid of them. But he's calling up people today, and he said, you've got the authority to set them free. Hallelujah. Amen? He's got the authority to set them free. We do, I should say. Hallelujah. Mark 16, 18. Mark. Yes. They will take up serpents. You see, these things that bite us and everything else, if we keep our eyes on the cross, if we walk in the authority, if we realize we're born from above, we're entered God's realm, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. That means you're not going to go out and prove God. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This authority of laying hands on the sick, and they will recover, because there's going to be many, many sick Christians as well as non-Christians that you're going to run up against, because that's the way the world is heading. And anybody who connects up with the world is going to be able to get bit by this stuff and have it in their lives and their marriages and so on and so forth. You'll think the line is endless. The line will continue to go on with hurt and broke people. But God says you can lay hands on them. You can free them. You have authority. If you have the revelation, you're born again, born of the Spirit, and you're in the heavenly realm with God, and God's heavenly power is in you, you're going to run into all kinds of different things. And you have to be ready and willing by the Holy Spirit to meet whatever you come up against and free them. Amen? I'm telling you, saints, the church better get ready. The church better get ready, believe me, because that's the way. Particularly, we've already seen a good dose of it in Colorado. The things that they're voting in and so on and so forth. People who are going to take this recreational stuff are going to wind up schizo. I know people. I've dealt with hundreds of them in my ministry. Hundreds of them who take dope. Now this recreational stuff, I'm telling you, they're going to get schizo. And there's going to be a lot of things that happen to their brain. But guess what? God's saying that you have the authority. You have the keys. You have the authority. God's saying you're born from above. God says you have his Spirit. Amen? So they drew this stuff on themselves by being rebellious and coming against people. So you got to be careful. If you get in tight spots, don't be a complainer. Don't speak against a leader. Don't speak against a God himself. Don't say God don't heal. Don't say God don't do this and God don't do that. I don't care if you've seen 15 people die after you prayed for them. Don't come against God. Don't say it doesn't work. Because once you start saying that, you're going to lose the anointing to heal. Amen? Not that God's taking it away, because the gifts and callings are irrevocable, but you'll be withdrawing yourself back into yourself in the fetus position. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John 3, 14 and 15. And as Moses was lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Amen? Hallelujah. 15. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Well, God's told us we have eternal life. That life is powerful in us. That life of the Holy Spirit, of Jesus by the Holy Spirit, is powerful in us. Amen? So we've entered into an eternal realm. But we can turn our backs on it, and we can suffer needlessly if we're not careful about griping to God. Just because you've prayed for this one, you've prayed for that one, and it hasn't worked, well, maybe it's what he said in Corinthians. They don't discern the body. You see, some die. Some are sick. Some are weak. But if we can get them in the right time and God sends them here or sends them to you, you see, you have the authority to free them. You have the authority to get their eyes back on the cross, get it back on Jesus. You have the authority to get rid of demons and principalities and powers that's controlling their lives. Do you know half of the world today, almost all of it, is controlled by principalities and powers? Why do you think all this stuff is going on? All the killings and the murders and so on and so forth. The shedding of innocent blood. The same-sex marriage. On and on and on and on. You see, God don't want us getting discouraged because that stuff is going on. God wants us to know that we're born from above. God wants us to know that we have authority. We have the keys. We have the authority. Amen? And whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. God is talking to all of us today because God's concerned about that. I was praying in tongues, and I felt this grieving of God, and I started praying in the Spirit, and I waited till the peace came. When the peace came, I became very quiet, and God's concerned that there ain't enough people anymore that are willing to step out and stop thinking about themselves, stop thinking about money, but start thinking about setting the captives free. Amen? Because there's going to be many people that God wants set free. So we need to learn that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, a lot of people don't understand a lot of things. Turn to Luke 6, if you would, please. 46 to 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? See, a lot of people are walking around as Christians, but they don't want to do what Jesus says. They don't want to take the word of God. They don't want to follow the word of God. Oh, he's my Lord. Oh, I love the Lord. They ain't good stewards. Their houses look like a bunch of buffalo ran through. They don't take care of things. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Well, he says, you got authority. You've been born from above. I'm telling you, you can cast out demons. You can speak in. See, people don't want to speak in tongues. People don't want to flow in the gifts. You know why? They don't know how to. You know why? They're settled in on a message of being born again, and they've all been born again, but they're just hearing the same message again. You have to be taught and challenged. You have to be shown some things. You know what God showed me one time? When I flow in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, sometimes I'll say something over a person, and that person may have, let's say that person has some disease and sickness in their body. So instead of me addressing the sickness, which they stood up and said, I got this sickness in my body, God addresses something else, which is causing the sickness. We fight that because we want to go right for the sickness, but you can get that person healed, but it'll come right back because you haven't got a hold of the root of that problem that's causing the sickness. So sometimes God with me will speak over people, and people will say, I'm hurting. I need to get healed. Well, that's what God's telling you. You need to get rid of what the Holy Spirit's dealing with me with in that person's life, and then healing will come. So if we don't understand how to flow in the Holy Ghost, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I tell you to do? There's a supernatural realm. There's so much power in the Bible and gifts of the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit wants to release. There's a supernatural. He may come by a cloud. He may come by a fire. You see, he may come by a dream. He may come by a vision. He may want you. You may see someone sickly, and you start attacking that sickness in the name of Jesus, yelling at that sickness. And all of a time, there's a root down here that's causing that. And if you don't move when the Holy Spirit says, address this. And so you don't address the sickness, you address the root of the sickness, and you'll find a person will be healed. Because they'll say to me, 2 weeks ago by, I won't see him after that. Maybe 2 weeks ago by, they'll call. You remember you prayed for that thing there? He said, you know something? That problem I had left my body. Because that was what's causing it. See, we have to be adjustable, like an adjustable wrench. We have to adjust to it with the Holy Spirit, because he knows what's going on in that person's life. So if you don't learn this stuff, you're not challenged with this, you never hear about this, you'll miss the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Because he knows exactly what's going on in someone's life. So we as believers want to jump on somebody with arthritis or blood disease or whatever it may be and start cursing that blood disease, but there may be a root causing that. Maybe be unforgiveness. There may be bitterness. Maybe they've been rebelling against God and they've been bit. Understand? Maybe they have left the cross. Maybe all they wanted is money from God. Maybe all they wanted is the needs of their flesh to be met and not the spiritual needs to be met. We'd always think that people want to hear spiritual things. No, they don't. Why do you think churches pack out? The big churches. Because they talk about money and stuff all the time. That's what they do. And the flesh just loves to hear it. Even though they never got that $1 million that were promised or was prophesied over them, they still love to hear it. More than they hear about Jesus. More than they hear about, you may be out in the desert. You're going to go through a testing. You're going to go through a trial. I'm going to check and see if your faith is real. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do the things? And go on down, Chris. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is. That's the reason why we see many Christians fail and many Christians succeed. Because why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I tell you to do, right? We take the teachings of Jesus and try to put them in a suitcase and lock it up. Because sometimes it spanks us. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings, what he just said, and does them, I will show you whom he is like. Next one. He is like a man. You've all seen this 1,000 times. But you see, when he's our Lord and we don't do the things that Jesus said, this is what happens. He is like a man building a house who dug deep, laid the foundation on the rock, and when the floods arose and the steam beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the, and it was doing what Jesus said to do. Many people, Christians that I talk to, do not do the teachings of Jesus. Let me just challenge you with something. We all know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We all know about the power of Jesus coming upon us. Well, someone said to me, I know a guy who has all kinds of power, but he don't speak in tongues. Well, Jesus didn't speak in tongues. Didn't he have all kinds of power? I understand that the power should come upon you, evidence of speaking in tongues, is a really good thing. It's a powerful thing. And I'm not encouraging everybody not to speak in tongues for the power to come upon them, the evidence of speaking in tongues, and so on and so forth. But what I'm saying is, I always look to Jesus. Jesus said, it's the Father that does the works in me. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to do the work in you. But Jesus never spoke in tongues. He was in touch, and he done what he saw the Father do. Said. He said what he saw, heard the Father say, and done what he saw the Father do. Are you listening? So I want you to understand where this is going. I'm not in no way saying the power of God, all that stuff. What I'm saying is, you have to go back to Jesus. All things are possible with God. So it's possible to have the power of God in your life and heal people by the power of the Holy Spirit and not speak in tongues. Why? Because Jesus is the example. Now, obviously, when you're growing spiritually, when you speak in tongues, that means God's got more of your life. You're saying things you don't understand. So that's a faith builder. So I'm not suggesting anybody not to do that. But I'm saying is, sometimes people will teach that the power will come upon you and you can't do nothing. Well, Jesus did all kinds of things in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Didn't he? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do the things I command you to do? There's a lot that Jesus tells us to do under his teachings that we don't do. Next. Here's the problem with Christians today. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat and vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Have you ever watched some Christians come down like a thunder bang? Because we are geared, we are trained to think of money from God. We don't think that much about the kingdom. We don't think about the keys, the authority. We don't think about seeking the kingdom. We don't think about seeking Jesus. We don't think about learning from Jesus. Holy Spirit, teach me about Jesus. Teach me about Jesus. And you have to put everything behind you and just learn about Jesus. If you really want to grow spiritually, learn about Jesus. And if you don't, and you try to go the 10th run in a ladder trying to climb, and you haven't really learned about Jesus, this is what's going to happen. This is going to happen to many, many Christians. You know what they've done? They fell from grace. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't forgive? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not intercede for people? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't tithe? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and on and on? And I can go on and on and on and on. Because we as human beings, we want things from God, but we don't pay nothing for it. That's the way it is, saints. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. So why do you call me Lord, Lord? So, see, everybody accepts Jesus, but he's not Lord. We want him to be Lord over our lives. That means I'm going to check with the Word, to check with the Holy Spirit. What I'm saying and what I'm doing, is that the Lord working in my life, or is it my flesh? We want to get back at each other. When someone gives you a finger, you want to throw a rock back? That's the way it is. See? We all carry, and it takes time for the Holy Spirit to get this all out of you. We all carry grudges. We get bitter about this. And the longer you stay in ministry and the smaller it stays, the more angry and bitter you'll get. My son said to me tonight, there's only five people. I said, I don't care. He said, what about these people coming late? I said, I don't care. It don't bother me. You know why? God, the Holy Spirit taught me how to die. Let me give you an example. And some of you people will take it wrong, and some of you will take it right. I went over to register our car the other day. Me and Betty did. It was time for the plates to be put on. Well, they put on there Elizabeth C. and Ellery J. Here comes a kick in the butt to the manhood. Listen now, saints. Every little thing that God does is for us to grow. So I got outside of the motor vehicle and I sat in the car and I said, Betty, they did it again. They put your name there. She said, well, my name is on it. Anyway, what difference does it make? I guess you're right, dear. And I put my little manhood back in my pocketbook. And I said, you ain't going to complain, Ellery. You ain't going to do nothing. You're not going to bring this up? See, every time God's chipping away. Do you want to be in authority all the time? He's always chipping away at you. It's never been that way. It's always been Elroy J. 56 years. All of a sudden, someone changed it. And I said, no, devil. No, you ain't getting in my head. Now, maybe it's not a license, or maybe it's not a registration, but maybe it's something else where you men, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be. Well, God's just going to chip away. See, he's always chipping away at us. He's always trying us to get us to die. Why Elroy, do you call me Lord, Lord, and let a little piddly thing like that? Do you want Elroy J, then Lord Jesus? I said, oh, no, I wasn't suggesting that. Well, don't you treat your wife like I treat the church? You see what I'm saying? He's always working with us. There's people who have been sexually abused, still haven't forgiven. There's people sitting here who've been hurt, still haven't forgiven. There's things that have people's lives in here that still haven't gotten rid of it yet. See, we're sitting there and said, Lord, just take it. He said, you got to give it to me. See, we want God to reach down. Give it to me. And don't take it back. See, I'm in the Holy Ghost school. I'm always being trained. And if I don't accept things from God, I don't go any further. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Do you want the house to come crashing down? Or do you want the storms of life to come at you and you'll stand there strong? That's the way we want to be, don't we? I don't want to get bit by bitterness. I don't want to get bit by unforgiveness and anger. I don't want to get bit because I only have 20 people going on Fridays. See, I've made up my mind. If they stop coming, I'll stop coming. I said to Jeff in the office tonight, you get your butt ready, guy, because if it snows, you're it. Jeff says, well, I ain't got nothing to say. I said, open the Bible and speak it. See, we don't even know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We want God to come in our office or prayer room or wherever it may be, sit down. Now you're going to preach down there. He's going to explain the whole thing to you. You see, now, okay, now. See, I'm going down preaching another church. Adam got a door open for me. The Lord used Adam. And I'm going down. I'm not going to be worrying about if I go down, if I have something to say. I'll have plenty to say. I'll have plenty of the Holy Ghost in me. Actually, God's already told me what to say. So I kind of put it on a shelf. There ain't no point in studying it now, Lord. I'll study it a month from now, whenever, you know. Are you listening? Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Oh, I just love my Lord. How many things out of 20 that he tells you to do that you do? If you had 20 things, could you find 3 or 4? I do that. Well, I tithe. Yeah, because you want money back. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over. That's what we want. We want money. You know something? The money in America ain't worth a flip. It's getting like Greece and Spain. The guy in Spain is trading carrots. He's making money to go in the movie house. Did you hear that story? He owns a movie house. And so they taxed the tickets so much that people wouldn't come to the theater. So he started saying, and so it was 21% on tickets and only 4% on carrots. So he gets people to buy a carrot and he gives them a free ticket. And the movie house or theater, whatever it is, it fills up. Can you imagine that? That's where America's heading. Everybody wants to tax everybody. Everybody's, well, we're going over the cliff. Well, just get a parachute. Just get Jesus. He'll hold you up. Did I ever tell you the story about a guy who was coming down the road, a dirt, really dirt road, and there was a cliff on the side, and he got in an accident, and he got thrown out of the car, and just as he went off the cliff, he grabbed this bush. Tree was sticking out of the side of the cliff, and I mean, we're talking about 200 feet down, and he grabbed this bush, and he started hollering, "Help, help, help!" And Jesus said, "Do you trust me?" "Yes, Lord, of course." He said, "Just let go." The guy thought for a minute, "Is there anybody else up there?" See, we don't want to let go. We don't want to trust him, do we? Just in certain things. Hallelujah. So don't get like the people in Numbers. Don't get bit. Don't get bitter. Don't start complaining. Don't get angry and bitterness in your life. Don't get in unforgiveness. It'll bite you. And the bites don't feel good. See, I have the keys. I have authority. I've been born from above. I've entered the supernatural realm. And he's my Lord. See, you need to just learn what Jesus teaches. And then check yourself out. You know what it says in John 15? It said, if you abide in Jesus, his words abide in you. Therefore, anything you ask will be done for you if you abide. Well, we don't want to abide in none of that stuff. We just want to get stuff from God. I keep telling Jeff, when you get behind the pulpit, the anointing will be there. He said, you told me that before. I didn't feel nothing the last two times. And he's just starting to cross over. Wait till he gets all the way in. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, praise you, Jesus. What do you want to hear? Hey. Huh? Terry? Terry? Is Terry here? No. Okay, first of all, we'll go spirit to spirit. Gloria wants to hear spirit to spirit. Remember now, that's how the Holy Spirit works. He contacts your spirit. He don't contact your dumb head. Then your spirit transfers in things into your mind.
Receive the love of the
Hey Jeff, is that purple? Is that all instrumental? Number 9.
There is no one else who satisfies, and my soul, it longs for you like the deep panting for the water. Oh, I wait.
Said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and he returned me to the river. He said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the valley and enters the sea. And when it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, shall live."
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is your first name back here? You, yeah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charles. Don't I know you? It's been a while, though. Hey, praise God. You know, at times the enemy has tried to convince you that you're lagging behind and you're not really catching up with the Spirit the way God would have you to do it, but that's a lie. God says you're right on time, you're right where you're supposed to be, and God says there's going to be manifestations of my Spirit. You have at times struggled with different directions that the Spirit would have you go when you preach and do different things, and it's really God getting you to die to self so that you really have the confidence and the peace and the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, particularly in His Spirit that's leading you to do and say things. And sometimes He has you to say things and you hold it back. You're just not quite sure that you should say that. But God's bringing you to a faith wherever you are preaching, whatever you are ministering, whatever you hear, you're going to believe and have confidence it's God. And God's going to break that into your life and anoint you. And the anointing is going to break the yoke of bondage. And people are going to start turning around because they're going to start seeing a move of the Spirit of God in your life where they have just been watching the old childs and listening to the old childs and receiving the old things. God says there's a renewal coming into your heart, into your spirit. There is some things... There are some things in your heart that God's dealing with, but God says a freedom is coming to you, a pastor, a freedom and anointing is coming to you where people are going to be turned on to Jesus like never before because of your obedience, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Amen. Whoever wants prayer, come up here now in Jesus' name. Right now. Hallelujah. Let the Lord bless you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Holy Lord, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that your God, Lord, is very faithful to your covenant, Lord Jesus Christ, and that the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit is going to take from you tonight, Jesus, and meet every need that needs to be met, those sitting in the pew and those coming up front, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory that you allow us to step into your presence, Lord, to feel your peace, to feel your love, to feel the healing power, to feel the gift of faith flowing by the power of the Spirit of God. For your glory, Lord Jesus, we pray these things and we expect it. We have confidence in you, Jesus, that you're right here, right now, that your presence is here right now, Lord Jesus. Your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your presence, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch my sister right now. Oh, the presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God says, my daughter, you're going to spring right into a new place in life. There has been discouragement. Your heart has been very heavy. But God says there is a light coming from the Spirit of a living God that's going to lighten the load. That's going to lighten the load. He's going to give you an anointing that you can carry on. You can carry on. There has been things in your mind that God is asking you to give him and get it out of your mind because the depths of the Spirit in your life that wants to flow not through your mind but by your spirit, telling your mind what to say. And God says he's going to teach you how to be obedient to the Spirit of God upon you. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. In the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessed anointing of the Holy Spirit, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Oh, the wonderful peace, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Holy Jesus. Oh, Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh. Ooh. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. The power of Jesus. Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The power of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, the power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Oh, the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. The power of Jesus. Holy Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the beautiful power of you, Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, coming upon Mark, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, by faith in Jesus' name. We call the Shekinah glory, Lord, all over him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, by faith I call the Shekinah glory, the anointing, Lord, upon my sister, Lord. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, your heavenly realm dropping on her, Lord. Oh, your heavenly realm dropping on her, Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh. Oh, 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 hallelujah. Ah. Pray. Hallelujah. Whew. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we just lift up you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything you've done tonight, which you continue to do. We thank you, Lord, that you have told us, Lord, that we have authority, Lord. The keys to the kingdom, Lord. Authority, Lord, over sickness, disease, demons, principalities and powers, over the works of the flesh. We thank you, Lord, that we're not going to allow the flesh to have its way. But we're going to work at allowing the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, to have its way in our lives, Lord. We're preparing ourselves, Lord, to lay hands on those, Lord, who have been bitten with bitterness and anger and unforgiveness and complaining, Lord, that we'll be able to set them free. Oppression, depression, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for your calling the body out tonight, Lord, and telling them, Lord, and teaching them, Lord, why should we call you Lord, Lord, and not do the things that you tell us to do? So we give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord Jesus. You are the Master. You are the King. You are the Son of the Most High God. There's no one more important than you in our lives, Lord Jesus Christ. So we express our love for you tonight, Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in Connecticut, Lord, and for what you're doing across this country, Lord, in foreign countries, revival, your body coming alive, Lord, calling you Lord, but doing the things that you tell us to do, Lord Jesus. So when the storms come, we're not going down, Lord. We're going to stand up, and we're going to pull those out of the hole, Lord. We're going to pull those out of the what has bit them, bitterness or anger or unforgiveness or whatever it may be. Complaining or complaining about you, Father God. We confess that as a sin tonight, Lord, and we ask forgiveness, and we know right now already we're forgiven under the blood covenant. So we give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord. It's you, Lord Jesus, that we love. It's you that we seek, Lord Jesus. And it's you, Holy Spirit, who are a teacher, a counselor, a comforter, that teach us about the things of Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory because we will learn, we will grow, and we will multiply in the anointing. We will have the gifts of the Spirit flowing out of us, Lord. The power of you, Lord Jesus Christ, setting the oppressed and the captives free. It's in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen.